It is March 20th, 2022. Today is the vernal equinox, spring equinox. My name is Kip Williams. This is Desolation Angel Radio. 2 years ago, last weekend, the world changed, life changed. For me, for everyone, for me, radically. And as I come out of those 2 years, there's a whole story behind it that is reserved for me, the people I love, and the people I spent those 2 years with. But for you all, I'm back on the air.
Record called When You Found Me. We're learning how to play these songs. We haven't played them very much at all, and so we'll see how they go. This one I gotta give writing credit to my daughter, Izzy. She's about to turn 5, but she told me, she came up with the title for this song. It's called Pull Me Close, Don't Let Go. She said that to me and I was like, ooh, that's good. I'm using that.
Sometimes the road takes you to places you won't want to go. Sometimes you break down on the way. Sometimes it's a long, long journey. But then sometimes the road takes you to a beautiful place like this, out in the middle of nowhere in Idaho, with a bunch of nice people. That makes it all worthwhile. Here we go, boys. 1, 2.
Summers
to climb. How many promises are worth the time? And who on earth is worth our time? Is there a heart here that I can call mine? Wasted day. Wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away.
Thank you. Next song for John Hall and Graham Nash, and Bonnie Raitt, Tom Campbell, the musicians who had the conviction, the energy to put this together that we're doing down here. And I do this for Jackson Brown and that little boy.
Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, that was from the legendary 1979 No Nukes concert, Badlands. And a lot of times before doing this podcast, I would, you know, just strictly the music track, because I have a thing for a lot of live cuts, and leave a lot of the conversation out. And that, I think one of the lessons of the last 2 years that I've learned, that I think a lot of people have learned, is the importance of connection, the importance of human connection, and how we connect to one another. So yeah, that's in there. It is. Before that, Jason Isbell in the 400 unit, believe it or not, doing a cover of Midnight Train to Georgia with Britney Spencer and John Paul White helping him out. Before that, Wasted Days, Bruce Springsteen and John Mellencamp together. They had not really worked together until this album that Mellencamp put out right at the start of 2022. Reckless Kelly, of course, it's St. Patrick's Day weekend. You got to play Reckless Kelly, a band from Idaho based in Austin, Texas, that is loved all over this country and in Dublin. But Ragged Is the Road. And then Lucero, of course. You know, if I'm doing a podcast, Lucero's going to be in there. And that was live from Red Rocks in 2020, and they released it in 2021 with, of course, one of my theme songs, What Are You Willing to Lose? Like I said, it 2 years ago last weekend, the world changed. The story of the last 2 years is actually reserved for people who know me well. The people that over the course of 2 years became closer to me and tighter with me and whom I loved more than anybody else had ever met in my life and who did incredible, magnificent, heroic things, and they will be family forever. And I'll talk about them near the end and name some names. And then another piece of it is, of course, the other, I had two families over the last 2 years during the pandemic, and the other family is my Heron family, my Heron tribe. Out at Green Heron Growers, out at the Heron, the site of the Great Blue Heron Music Festival, the last one we held in 2019. And then we stayed open the next two summers as a campground, and anywhere between 8 and 13 of us really worked hard with Julie and Steve to keep that place rolling and going. Me and Paige and Jen and Ryan and Janice and William and Josh and Todd and Tammy. They are my family. They were my haven from the other job from May to October, and it's coming again. So here's the big news. The Great Blue Heron Music Festival is coming back this summer, July 4th weekend. As a matter of fact, sometime this week, the lineups will be announced, because we are not doing just one weekend, but five weekends this coming summer. Later this week, all the lineups, all the names will be announced, and the ability to and how to do tickets. And we will be so happy to see you all again. And there will be, of course, some upcoming shows. I'll do interviews with the staff. I'll play some cuts from bands that are being signed and do some interviews with everybody involved and try and build that and remember that we open in May as a campground. And to me, it's one of the most beautiful places on earth with some of the most beautiful people. Like I said, and then my other family, my work family from the last 2 years. Just incredible human beings, true heroes, and true people who epitomized giving of themselves. Let's get back into the music, of course. Let's start it again with Lucero. Ghosts.
all I've been before. I hear when it's quiet right outside my door. And the ghosts down in empty rows, they all know my name. Wrong Tennessee shakes and rattles to the bone. The hills of Arkansas are filled with haunted lakes and ghosts. All the songs I hear them on those lonesome nights and songs. I hear them calling me, saying, boy, you must find your own way. No man goes beyond his day. You and your brothers, watch out for each other. Good as gone.
Got a rabbit's foot in my pocket. Got a crawfish in my shoe. Got a bullfrog sitting on my shoulder, looking dead. He looking dead at you. Don't spell my name on a stone. Give me an unmarked grave and a box of bones. When my spirit's free to roam, give me an unmarked grave and a box of bones.
Of bones. sick with legacy. He roams the woods and he paints the trees.
Oh,
Why Does Love Got to Be So Sad? That was the Tedeschi Trucks Band live doing the entire Layla album, Layla Revisited, the old Derek and the Dominoes album, which of course there is some relationship to the Tedeschi Trucks Band because, you know, you've got Derek Trucks, who is Butch Trucks' son, and Layla was Dwayne Allman paired up with Eric Clapton, and it's just really, and they had, they've got Trey Anastasio helping them out on that cut too, from Fish. Before that, Magnolia Road, the Allman Betts Band, another Allman Brothers connection. But Devin Allman, and of course, Dickie Betts' son. Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa just put out a tribute to Led Zeppelin. And that's a great cover of Black Dog. Sean Rowe with I actually love that song, Squid Tattoo. The North Mississippi All-Stars, Luther and Cody Dickinson, off of Set Sail, their new one in 2022, Rabbit Foot. They've kind of remastered their sound with Lamar Williams now doing lead vocals, and Lucero off that same Live from Red Rocks with Sometimes. Desolation Angel Radio. We're coming back into summer. Like I said, the Great Blue Heron Music Festival is coming back, along with other weekends. There's a total of 5 weekends. Great Blue Heron Music Festival on July 4th weekend, and then 5 other weekends called Beyond the Blue. You can check it out at theheron.org next week. We'll talk about the lineups, maybe have some interviews with some of those people. It is, of course, like I said, March 20th, 2022. It is the first day of spring. I plan on getting out and catching a sunset and watching spring start to roll in and the ice roll out off of Lake Erie here in Buffalo, New York. Obviously, we're in new studios. And I talked about the previous 2 years. Unless you have lived them with me, you wouldn't understand them, and I'm not going to waste a lot of words. But what I will tell you is this, that every show I do, every minute of every day is dedicated from this point forward in my life to people whose names you don't know. Unless you're one of 7 people who knew me previous to 2019, 2020, no, you don't know anything about the last 2 years. But what you do need to know is that I was in the company of the most magnificent human beings I have ever met in my life. People, ordinary, everyday people who stepped up, stood up, and became heroes, who put everything on the line. And so forever after, in no particular order, every show will be for, you know, Mark and Leilani and Tina and Benny and Christy and Donna and Sarah and Peter and Nick and Jocelyn and Karen and and Giovanna and Amber and Amal, for Safi, for Suna, you know, Elof, Rafa. The names go on and on and on of people who are permanently etched on my heart. And the ones we lost, William, and also for my Heron family, for those names I said before, for Julie and Steve, for Paige, yeah, for Paige and Jen and Ryan and Janice and Josh and Todd and William and the people who, you know, selflessly for the last 2 years, May to October, put everything they had into keeping that place going. And you would have had to have lived it with me for the last 2 years, and maybe these 4 songs will say everything. I hope they do, you know. But I'm back. The show is back. The world is starting to open up again. Everything has changed, and now it's our job to figure out how it's changed and where we fit in all of it, and what we can do to help, because that's our job. That's when we're at our best, when we're connecting, when we're helping, when we're doing everything we should do as people. I'll talk to you again next week. Let's close out this way.
1, 2, 3. My first love was a wicked, twisted road. I hit the million-mile mark at 17 years old. Never saw the rainbow, much less a pot of gold. My first love was a wicked, twisted road. My first love was a castle in the sky. Never thought I'd make it till I had the guts to try. Sat up in my tower while the whole world passed me by. My first love was a castle in the sky. My first love was a fearless driving rain. Scared to death, I thought I'd never see her face again. And they said God was crying, so I guess he felt my pain. My first love was a fearless driving rain. My first love was a wicked, sinful night. Ran out with the big dogs, guess I had more bark than bite. I knew I won the battle, but in the end I lost the fight. My first love was a wicked sin. Love was an angry, painful song. I wanted one so bad I went and did everything wrong. A lesson in reality would come before too long. Yeah, my first love was an angry, painful song. My first love was a wicked, twisted road. Hit the million mile mark at 17 years old. Never saw the rainbow, much less a pot of gold. Oh, my first love was a wicked, twisted road. My first love was a wicked, twisted road.
I 600 minutes, 525,000 moments, oh dear. 525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year? In daylights, in sunsets, in midnights, in cups of coffee, in inches, in miles, in laughter and strife. In 525,600 minutes, how do you measure a year in the life? How about love?
Straight, run on the beautiful.
take on back with nothing much to show. She was running out of time. It was all she'd ever need. They could just outrun the past. She said, run away with me. She tried to couldn't laugh. Thanks for being so cool. We're Lucero from Memphis, Tennessee.